When looking out from the observation deck on the 15th floor of the Norwegian Bliss cruise ship, the biggest cruise ship ever to set sail for Alaska, the city of Ketchikan, by comparison, seems quite small to Catherine Tatsuda.
We're like even with the hill over there.
We are kind of even with Upper Main Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not high tide yet.
No, right? That's going to add another 20 feet, depending on how high the tide is.
Yeah, it's an amazing, you know, to think that they're docking a full city here.
It really is like an entire city docking here. 4,000 passengers and measuring more than 1,000 feet long, this ship is twice the size of other cruise ships in Alaska. Crew staff is taking local officials on a tour of the world inside.
Lights are over the top. I mean, look at these. I feel like I'm in Manhattan. Everything is a showpiece, absolutely. And now here we are in an Irish pub. It's a little surreal.
And one of cruise ship captain Stefan Banksow's favorites.
So to clarify, there's a go-kart track. I'm guessing, I think it's a water slide.
Water slide.
Yeah. Isn't it missing?
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. We have a crash-landed spacecraft up on deck 20. Not many cruise ships have that.
He's referring to the space-themed laser tag game on the top deck. This cruise ship is extravagant, but it is also specially made for Alaska.
Again, of course, with this ship was purposely built for Alaska. So you will see that on your route, but up here on deck 15, we have a giant observation lounge that the previous sisters did not have. They had cabins there, so we removed 140 cabins to make room so our guests can enjoy the beautiful scenery.
Ketchikan City Council member Julie Isom sees the Norwegian Bliss not just as a new opportunity, but as a sign of how far tourism has carried the city since the local pulp mill closed in the 90s.
The tourism industry is the biggest, and it has been for over 5 years. And if you want to put it like that's what saved Ketchikan, it's been main money. You know, that has been what has paid the bills.
The Norwegian Bliss is the first of potentially multiple mega ships to sail into Alaska in the future. And bigger ships mean new challenges.
We'll find out a lot of different things that we don't know just having the normal size ships here. It's just going to be different having that many cruise ship passengers get off of one ship. We'll find out how to navigate them through town coming off of one gangway plank, and this is really a test year.
The council is finalizing plans to expand berths to accommodate docking these massive ships. There's also a buoy in the channel marking an underwater rocky pinnacle that makes navigating dangerous for cruise ships. City officials hope to blow it up by next year. Despite these challenges, city officials are optimistic about what the Bliss means for the future. During a ceremony where commemorative plaques were exchanged, Vice Mayor Bob Sievertson thanked the cruise staff for making a cruise ship built for Alaska, something longtime Ketchikan tourism promoter Len Warrens predicted.
He predicted at one time we'd have over 1 million passengers. But he also predicted that we would be a destination when a cruise industry built a ship specifically for our market, and the Bliss is that, so thank you.
And according to Matt Hagen of First Bank, the future most likely means at least one thing, more money.
Well, every person they bring up here spends an average of $160 per day in Ketchikan, so when the cruise ship brings up 4,100 people, it's significant spending in Ketchikan, so it's great for the economy here.
For KRBD, I'm Liam Niemeyer.